Perhaps you're a Carneros Chardonnay drinker. But what if, in the future, Chardonnay country moves north, far north?
I'm David Graves. I'm one of the co-founders of Saintsbury. We make Chardonnay and Pinot Noir in the Carneros region of Napa and Sonoma County. A lot of my friends talk about, as a joke, but not only half in jest, I think, about the possibility of growing grapes on Vancouver Island or west of the Cascades in Washington.
Graves thinks a lot about climate. After all, it's what his business is based on. So when a new study was released predicting what climate change would mean for grape growing and wildlife conservation, he was interested.
I have to say I was not surprised in the sense that this work builds on a lot of previous work that I've read.
Graves and other area grape growers have been anticipating climate change for years, carefully monitoring current conditions and projecting what will happen in the future. What made this paper unique, he says, is that it combined a bevy of climate and habitat models to predict where, in the future, it will become difficult to grow grapes and what new areas might open up. And it took those projections a step further.
And two, what are the conservation values of the habitat that would be converted to vineyards in the case that that is what occurs as a way of adapting to climate change?
The results, published last week in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, came up with a jaw-dropping figure.
The whole thing was kind of a surprise to us. When we saw the degree of loss in current wine-growing regions, we were just really shocked.
Lee Hanna, an ecologist with Conservation International, was one of the authors of the paper.
And there was really strong agreement that we'd be seeing these big losses, these 70% losses, sort of net loss. If you just looked at the current area that's lost, the Mediterranean wine-producing regions are losing between 47 and 80% of their currently suitable area.
The losses will be severe in southern Europe, South Africa, and parts of Australia, where vineyards are already creeping south toward the pole. New wine-growing regions are expected to open up in China, in prime panda habitat. In North America, wine-growing may start edging out large mammals that need a lot of land, like pronghorn antelope, wolves, and grizzly bears.
We have a grizzly bear on our state flag, and they were here at one point, and human-wildlife conflicts and agricultural conflicts resulted in the loss of grizzlies here.
In Napa, growers do occasionally contend with grape-eating black bears and other wildlife. Vineyard owners in the past have asked federal trappers to shoot bears. Four were shot in 2005. More recently, vineyards are experimenting with patrolling dogs and low-wattage fencing. The example of local growers, Hannah hopes, may help winemakers avoid conflicts in new regions.
Hopefully we'll come up with some better conservation solutions this time around, and wine and wildlife can coexist.
And how long will the Dry Creek Appellation be able to produce stellar Zinfandel or Carneros Grape Pinot Noir? Locally, the Pacific Ocean is expected to take away the worst of the climate change sting. But the industry still expects some major changes in the coming decades. More on that tomorrow. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.